call is now being recorded.
Hi, Linda. Thank you for speaking with me this evening. I'd like to start by introducing you and letting you say a bit about yourself. So, first off, as an introduction, this is Linda Gavassis O'Neill, who's a self-employed real estate broker, appraiser, and founder of the brokerage Your Home Realty in Massachusetts. And if you'd like to, please share with us a little bit about your background and biography.
I started in the real estate business in 1984. At the time, I was bartending, and I decided I needed to do something more with my life. So I went to real estate school and got my, well, it's not really a degree. You get a certificate, a license to work in the business, and I started working with the Century 21 in Stoneham, and shortly after I started working for them, I found out that I was pregnant. So I worked throughout my pregnancy, and then when my daughter was born, I had to, I couldn't be as available as I should have been for that business, but I ended up getting into the appraisal business, and that was more convenient for me, being able to make appointments and whatnot. So it all started there in 1984, so it's been about 26 years, and still going at it.
That's great. So what inspired you at that time, I guess aside from the, you know, necessity, what kind of drove you toward appraisals and starting that business to begin with?
More because I could make appointments for that were more convenient for me at the time. It gave me a chance to work more independently because I would make an appointment, then I would go and visit a home, and after I was done visiting the home, a lot of the research that I could do more on my own time when it was more convenient. So it made it easier to raise a child and be more available at that time.
And are there any examples of challenges that you faced in the very beginning, you know, maybe earning business, getting your name out there? Do you have any stories like that people may face when they start out on their own?
Basically, when I first started, I started working for a company in Lynn. And I'll never forget my first assignment. I went in and they said, we want you to go and do this appraisal. And they handed me an assignment and an address and a name. And they said, just go do it. That was I had no training up till that point. So that was a challenge. They gave me an already completed appraisal report and said, just use this as a guide and fill out this form. So at that time, things weren't on the computer. Things weren't that easy. So everything was handwritten, all the research that you went out to do. You had to visit real estate offices and beg them for access to their records. And then it sort of evolved after that. Computers started coming, you know, into play, and then the internet, you know, made it a lot easier. And now at this stage of the game, pretty much everything we need to know is on the computer, so mm-hmm. Everything's public record.
That leads me nicely to the next question about, you know, how has your company evolved? I know you've moved from appraisals to brokerage, and, you know, what experiences you had drove you to those evolutions?
One profession works nicely with the other because it's all knowledge about real estate. It's about learning about areas. You need to know where you're going, you know, what you're doing. As far as leading me into business, that came through kind of naturally to me, because the whole time that I started out in real estate, then went into appraising, then from there, I still maintained my salesman's license for real estate, so that when one business would get slow, I could turn to the other business. And so I always stayed busy. I always, you know, they just sort of went hand in hand.
You've also told me offhand that you recently took on some agents as part of into your brokerage. So not the same as having an employee, but kind of, you know, how do you choose your business partners? And in the future, you know, how do you discern that those people are going to do well for your brokerage?
That's kind of something that I think you take a chance with. As I said, I was appraising, and then I was working in sales. I worked for a company in Reading in the as a salesperson, and he was rarely available for me to help me along in the business, and so I just decided that was at the point that I decided that, you know, I knew as much as I was going to know, and we do have to do continuing education, so I kept going with that. We have to do so many hours every year, and the board that I belong to is very good about offering new and innovative courses for us. And as far as other people go, that's sort of what I would refer to as a leap of faith, because this past probably 6 months, I happened to be out walking, and I've always thought that having a different kind of concept where you pay an agent a little bit more money and they just sort of take care of themselves and, you know, they use your name. I've thought a lot about it lately, and I happened to be out one day and I overheard some people talking. They were in the real estate business and they were going to work at another company, and I said, I was eavesdropping, because your ears always have to be open in real estate. And so I spoke to them, and we got into a conversation, and I just said, if you ever really, you know, if you ever want to make a little bit more money, I'm looking to advance or to have some people come into my office. And, you know, I gave them a different pay ratio, and which was, you know, made them a lot more money. And how would I trust them? That's just a leap of faith. You have to, I just have to say they have a real estate license and they have some knowledge, and, you know, you sort of hope that they're going to do, you know, you make sure that they've had all the right courses, and you just hope that they're going to do the right thing.
And just for some background for people who may not understand how that works, that folks have to be an agent for, 3 years in Massachusetts before they can become their own broker? They have
yes.
to work under a broker or something like that? So,
yes.
So, you know, it's an advantage to them. They have to work for somebody. And your business idea was to give them a better cut of the money, whereas a lot of brokerages maybe give them 50% of the money they make. You're giving
right.
them a better portion to come work for you instead of somebody else. And you don't bound them to, you know, your brand. You let them kind of express themselves, right? So.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah,
that's right.
Really,
there are other companies out there like Remax, who will, you know, you can go in there and you can work under their broker license, but you have to pay a desk fee. Then you have to pay them, you know, you have to pay rent, all kinds of different expenses, and then when they take part of your commission as well. So this way, my deal is that I offer them a lot more for a lot less. I don't charge them anything until they get paid. So it makes it easier for them.
Yeah.
And they're more excited.
Yeah, I think so. A lot of people would like to have that freedom, you know. And so lastly, I guess, what advice do you have to offer to somebody who's starting out as new to real estate, either, you know, new to appraisals or new to new agent, that sort of thing, that, you know, lessons learned in the field?
Just keep educating yourself. You know, I'm going through real estate courses. I would, you know, take some sales courses. Brian Buffini comes to mind because a lot of people really love him and his classes and what he has to say in terms of referrals and really staying on top of your game. You know, there's a lot of new programming out there in the internet, websites, constant contact type programs, things like that. And, you know, you could shop around for an office. Different offices offer you different things. So, you know, just be aware, I guess, you know. And,
well, that's all very good advice. And thank you so much for agreeing to speak with me tonight. I appreciate your time, and I hope I can make it up to you in the future. And I'll be contacting
you. When you move back to Massachusetts, you can come to work for me.
Okay. Sounds good. I know. I like it. I really do like it. It seems like a fun career. I know what you told me also before, that it's also challenging, especially
in the community. Yes, it has its challenges, but, you know, there are times like there, if you're really, really serious about what you're doing, there's lots of things, like every week they do broker tours and, you know, you go visit all the new listings that came up in the past week, or, you know, a lot of the agents will, like, put out a really nice lunch spread if they want to get us in there. They have to feed us. So it can be a lot of fun. And I've been in the business a long time, so I know a lot of people, and it's great to see them. You don't see them, like, in a regular office building if you were there. And, you know, you'd see 30 people every day, but, you know, we don't see each other every day. We all have our own offices, so it is. It's a lot of fun. But
it's very cool.
It has its moments. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of social aspects, which I think probably adds to that. But, yep. Yeah, thank you so much. And I will contact you soon with the information about where you'll be able to listen to this interview online and possibly use it for your own, you know, as your own resource if you'd like to. So thank you for this opportunity to speak with you today.
Thank you. It was good talking to you.
All right. Good night.
You're going to take me.